So after lunch, we waited in the longest line of our entire trip, but it, man, it was worth it. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Anna and Elsa.
No, no. But Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was a 75-minute wait, and we were there in Fantasyland already, and fast passes were sold out, or they were out of fast passes, you know, not 9 months, 3 months before we went. So we just waited, and the queue is really cool. It's mostly covered, which is nice. There are things to do. There's a lot of different, projections that you can play with. There's, you know, the thing where there's a thing where you put your hand under some water and it falls.
So they give you stuff to do while you're in line so that you don't have to actually interact with your family.
Yeah.
Which I'm a fan of, because guess what? I like my family a lot of the time, but by about the third day or the fourth day,
yeah,
we're out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
We've all done the exact same thing for the last 3 days. We've talked about everything that happened prior to the 3 days that we got together. So I'm all for giving me something to do, because otherwise it's going to be wasting battery on my phone.
Yeah.
And I know some people are like, oh, then why do you go on a vacation with, again, if it's a less than 3 day vacation, that's one thing. But
right.
Day two, day three at the most. Yeah, we're out of stuff to talk about.
If you're thinking that you could be with your family for an entire week and like never get sick of them, you're kidding yourself, or you're a mutant.
Or you have a very different family than most people. But yeah, yep. I like that. And especially for kids. That is awesome for a kid. I mean, I can only imagine how much my parents would have loved to have more opportunities to do that as I was growing up, to, you know, have something to give themselves a little bit of a break on, because kids, just waiting in line is not for them.
Yeah.
I mean, just the truth of the matter.
Now, speaking of kids, that is who the ride vehicles are built for.
Kids.
Kids and impossibly tiny adults. I am 6'4". I weigh about 220 pounds. And my feet were almost curled completely up under me. Those ride vehicles, and I was pressed hard up against the sides, you know, of the seat. Like, I am by no means like obese or anything like that, but man, that is a small ride vehicle.
That's surprising, because especially, I mean, so when we look at old ride vehicles, I'm not surprised when they don't fit, you know, the current American.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that you are actually smaller than probably, I think you're probably a little bit under what the norm would be at this point when you were designing a ride vehicle. So the concept that you would be tight in a ride vehicle just is very surprising to me.
It was uncomfortably tight. And the ride is really fun, and you get a really good sense of thrills from the pivoting that the car does.
Uh-huh.
But man, it was tight. And like, it was the only thing I rode on that I felt like I could actually slip out of this. You know, I couldn't. I know that in my, like, intellectually, I know that I couldn't, but I got that feeling, and like there's in the turns and stuff. It's like, I could actually slip out of this and fall out, because I was that uncomfortable. Wow. And I didn't feel secure in there. So I don't know why it's that way. And it's a good thing that it's a short ride, and that it's a smooth ride. They did a really good job in making all of the drops and everything really smooth. It's not herky jerky at all. But that's a good thing, because I don't know that I could have handled comfortably any kind of like Space Mountain-esque sudden drops and kind of herky jerkiness.
Or Big Thunder or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I remember with that attraction, Crystal had commented that she felt like it was missing something or was just short something.
Yeah.
Did you get that impression, or did it feel complete to you?
It felt complete to me, I think, specifically because the dark ride section of it takes so long.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like two attractions. You know how on Expedition Everest where you you kind of do a little mini, you know, not real thrilling, but a little mini roller coaster before you get to the lift hill.
Yeah.
It kind of feels that way. There's a small drop. And then you do like this little mini roller coaster, and then you slow way down and you go through the dark ride section, and then you go up a lift hill. And after you get out of the dark ride section is where the real, like the real hill is. After that, it feels really short. But I can understand that if Crystal was saying it felt short, because the first part's not that thrilling. It's just like, okay, you're getting me from the load-in. Excuse me. It's just like you're getting me from the load-in to this dark ride section so that we can actually begin the thrill ride part.
Right.
But no, it did not feel short to me. But that may have also been because I was really uncomfortable.
I was about to say, because you were like, when will I be released from my prison?
Yeah. So it may have been, you know, that I was just uncomfortable. Then so, it didn't feel short at all.
So pro tip, be ready to be uncomfortable for a short period of time when riding Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Be short and be really skinny. And then you'll really enjoy Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Or be a child. Be a kid.
So the question is, you are not a kid. You are not short and skinny. An impossibly sized adult, as you mentioned. Did you still enjoy Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Yeah.
Would you go back and do Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
I would think twice before I went back and did it. If there was like a 10-minute wait, I would be all over it. Waiting an hour again is probably not going to happen just because it's not worth it for me.
Now, is it not worth it because of the attraction, or would you say mostly not worth it because of the ride vehicle?
Because of the ride vehicle. I'll wait 30 minutes, 45 minutes for Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. That's not the most thrilling roller coaster, but it's something I enjoy, and there's no comfort issue. You know, because of the ride vehicle and because I can't comfortably fit, it's not worth standing in line for me.
Basically what I'm trying to get down to is for people who are listening, you know, if they're trying to make this decision, they're like, dude, he just said it was only worth a 10-minute wait. The attraction side of it is worth more than that, but the discomfort is strong enough for you.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't do it again.
Right. Do it once. Wait. It is well worth doing it one time.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's fun. It's interesting. The animatronics of the dwarfs are great. They are Gen 4 or whatever, audio animatronics.
They're Jack Sparrow Gen.
No, they're one past that because the bodies are AA.
Oh, the new
faces are projected.
Yes.
But
yes,
they're
yes.
projected in a way that looks like physical audio animatronics. It's crazy, man. But they're really good. It's well worth, just for the experience, going on at once. And they actually, this is nerd alert, but they actually went into the original Snow White film and rotoscoped out the dwarves' shadows as they're walking. And that's what you see walking up when you're going up the lift hill and they're headed home. You actually see rotoscoped
from
seven dwarves
film.
From the original, you know, whatever, 1930s film. Which as a computer nerd is awesome, but as a film nerd is even more awesome.
Film nerd, computer nerd, Disney geek. It's going to hit it on every level for you.
Yeah. So
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, good,
yes,
uncomfortable.
Do it.
But do it once.
Do it once at least. Okay. That night we ate at Le Cellier.
So we know you had a good meal.
As obviously good. Tried poutine. It was amazing. Super rich, man. That red wine reduction is super rich.
But so freaking good.
That's so good. And I got the creme brulee. It was really good. They have a new dessert that's like a campfire s'more kind of thing. And it's basically graham cracker with chocolate and marshmallow. And then they put a cloche over it and fill it with smoke. And so they bring you out this plate and they set it down and they remove the cloche and smoke comes out. And it's like you're at a campfire.
So it gives you that campfire-y smell and feeling?
Yes.
Okay.
It smelled like fire, not particularly good fire. It smelled like smoke, not like a wood fire, and it tasted bad.
So do not get the campfire s'more dessert is what I'm hearing.
Don't get it. It's bad. And my wife is like chocolate's number one fan, and she said would not get that again.
So go with the creme brulee, go with the something that is not the campfire yes. thing.
And the chocolate mousse that used to be shaped like a mousse is the chocolate s'more cloche thing. That's what they call chocolate mousse now. Because the ladies that were sitting next to us were bummed out. If you want the chocolate shaped like a mousse, you have to get the kids' chocolate mousse. Because the adult's chocolate mousse is now campfire s'more cloche poopy thing.
Boring.
Yeah.
Oh, well, get the kids one, save yourself some money, or don't because you're on the dining plan and who cares.
Yep.
But either way, order the kids one.
Yes. If you want the fun thing.
If you want chocolate mousse.
Yes.
Oh, I just heard if you want chocolate mousse at all, get the kids one.
Yeah, pretty much. Right? I mean,
even
mousse.
If you don't want a mousse shape.
The mousse is not moussey, and it's just not great. Homemade marshmallows, though. If you are a marshmallow aficionado, the homemade marshmallows are good. The graham cracker was almost inedible.
Wow.
Like, super difficult to cut through, chewy, like almost nearly inedible. That graham cracker.
So you can't cut through it, which makes you think crispy, but then chewy at the same time?
Yeah.
So it's just, wow.
Weird. That won't be on that will not be on the menu for very long. I didn't see many people excited about eating that.
But you know what? Here's the thing. When I go to Le Cellier, I don't go for dessert.
Yeah.
I go for my steak, and I go for my cheddar cheese soup, and I go for my pretzel bread. And that's what I go to Le Cellier for.
Yep. And poutine.
And poutine now. Yes. Which, again, well, we didn't try that until the last time we were there. And I was like, oh, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
How have I missed out for so long?
I know.
Which, you know, any Canadian listener, I think, will probably tell us. So I've heard this is not real poutine. And in fact, don't they have it in like quotes on the menu or something like that?
Yeah. There's something
to indicate that it's like their idea of poutine. But anyway. Yeah. It's good.
And there's like three different types of poutine and stuff. But poutine normally has a brown gravy, and that's a red wine reduction sauce. It's not a gravy. And they don't do cheese curds either.
They don't do cheese curds at Le Cellier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regular poutine has cheese curds and a brown gravy, not
right.
cheese and red wine reduction.
Yes. But if you want some reimagination of poutine that is still really, really tasty.
Yeah.
Le Cellier's poutine is good.
Yep.
So you did Le Cellier. Did you do Illuminations?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yep. It was really good. We did Fast Pass Plus seating for that.
So where is the Fast Pass Plus whatever?
You know where the Christmas tree is? Like right at the entrance to World Showcase? It's right there.
Okay. Now, is it like... Because, and the reason why I'm asking this is because I actually, when I was a cast member, I worked the very front of that was a seating, you know, sit down only area, like right up against the gate.
Yeah, there's
right up against the fence, up back to the speaker columns, basically, was all seating only.
No seating anymore.
See, that's kind of sad because it was nice because everybody behind the people could see and the people who were up on that area all had to sit down, so nobody had to worry about somebody in front of me is going to stand up, and then
right.
I'm going to have to stand up.
Are you?
And then the people behind me have to stand up.
Are you referring to that rounded part, right at
like,
the front between those two gift shops?
Yes, between the two gift shops.
Nobody goes up there. You're not allowed to go up there anymore. In the rounded part,
were there cast members up there? Was it roped off?
It was roped off.
Okay. Was there wind that night?
I don't know. Possibly. Okay. I don't
well,
remember.
Well, because Sorry, we're going off on a little tangent here, but the reason that I ask is because we used to have to basically pyro had final call in that area, and if there was any wind and there was any chance of ash or anything falling in that area, then it was a fallout area, and then you couldn't let any guest in.
Gotcha. So I don't remember if there was wind, but there could have been. But it was roped off from 3 hours before.
Yeah.
Illuminations. So.
Yeah. So the standing area is behind that then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Again, the other side is just wanting to know where the Fast Pass Plus area is. So that seems like a really good spot for it. But at the same time, I I think that that leaves a lot of areas available for you if you don't want a FastPass Plus, something like that.
Yeah, FastPass Plus, no better than standing. It was crowded. There was a lot of FastPasses for that. It's no better than standing.
See, that's surprising because I would think that would be the one advantage to FastPass Plus is at least you wouldn't be, you know, sardined in with people.
Mm-mm.
Like you are in some other areas.
And there's no bench. There's no possibility of sitting down. You can't, like, when you fast pass it, you can't get there early enough to sit.
So basically what I'm hearing is avoid FastPass Plus and find those benches along. I mean, because there are benches
mm-hmm.
along the water.
That would be my recommendation.
And the nice thing about Illuminations is, I mean, it's not like Wishes where the prime location is this one spot where the castle is going to be dead centered. I mean, pretty much anywhere along the water, you're going to have a good spot for Illuminations. So.
Yep. There's no reason to fast pass Illuminations.